This is the Active and Activate, Active ACTIV, which just says Act 6. I wanted to definitely talk and touch bases on the inner workings of things and to talk about what's going on here at the Resistance and with 2010. And I wanted to speak on first that I'm getting also mail about individuals still wanting to change other individuals. And I believe that this is a part of coming out of the illusion. It's almost like when you have children and you look at the child, and if you've seen a parent that is really spoiling the child, let's talk about that. If you see a parent that is really spoiling the child, and then you can look at the child and say, okay, that child needs some discipline. But if you tell the parent, then the parents say, well, no, he's just going through a phase and it'll grow out of the phase. And this is what we talked about, is an illusion. And so when you flip that back into life, you can often look at individuals and be like, okay, they'll come around. Once they learn what I know, then, you know, they'll be at the level of understanding, and then we'll be able to connect. And that is also keeping you in the illusion, because everyone on earth is on a certain part of the path. Everyone's path is not the same. And if you want to force your ideas, I think in the New Testament, it was they came into the temple and Isu was sitting there, and they said, your mother and your brothers are outside. And he said, these are my mothers and brothers, those who do the will of my father. And so it's kind of like this behavior. When you're looking at individuals around you, those that are like you are the ones that are working on their ascension. And here's what we have to look at. At the beginning of this year, the energy each day is so strong, being tapped into the energy each day is so strong that you literally have a whole nother world going on that day. And days are shorter. There's about a quarter of a day from what we used to have about 40 years ago. We're operating on 25% of the time, and that's just how time is played around with. It's nothing that you would see on your clock. And what happens here is that while this time is going by, or itself diminishing, because there's going to be no time here in a minute. There's going to be no such thing as time. So it has to diminish first, okay? And so what happens is that as time is diminishing, a person relatively has no time to start their activation process, meaning that most should have started their activation process already. This is 2010 now. And if they're still in La La Land, what they're doing is they're aggressively going into La La Land, and that is termed properly. And it's going to be speeding up for them as far as how quick they're going to realize what they thought their dream of life was, to have a big business, to have cars, and they're still in pursuit of that, even though they may have not even got close. They're going to see how it's all not even going to be worth anything. Not to mention that it's not just going to have the same feel to it here in a moment, because people are going to get a glimpse of higher things, but because they have forfeited their a chance for enjoying those things, meaning that they prematurely waited until the time was too late and then try to start only because they were, again, doing the bandwagon thing. And let me explain this. Sometimes like the New Age movement was a bandwagon. A lot of people jumped on and just started riding it because they were jumping on riding football and jumping on riding every single thing else that came about that they saw everyone doing. And then now those people are in the spiritual community, and they're treating the spiritual community like a soap dish. Like it's just something for them to come and figure out who and pick their favorites and things like that and play their judgment. Never not understanding spirituality first starts off with you never judge. Until you gain the level of being a judge, which you're chosen for, and you'll know that clearly. Other than that, it's not a role that you want to play at all. It has a very strong karma to it, because what you'll find is anything that you judged in an individual is something that you've done yourself, either this life or a life before. Now, the other thing about speaking and understanding what people are thinking or hearing people's thoughts, some people believe that the chakra centers will allow you to hear people's thoughts. That's not the truth. You only get the right to hear people's thoughts when you get the right, when you learn not to judge. Because if you heard what people said the moment that they met you, or the moment that they read anything that you've touched or anything like that, then if you were a judgmental person, you would immediately leave them alone at that point. Because a person's inner reflections of their heart move so fast, and at times, because of the world, is so negative. Now, here's what's happening with the allies, if you want to give them that term, the individuals who are here to assist are positive. Because we are living in a world that's upside down, on an elliptical orbit, not circular, not 360, but 365, and also the words are completely backwards. Your perception at times, a person's perception could be backwards, meaning you're looking at good, saying it's evil. I'll show you that this is literally happening. And one has to always make sure that there's not light levels of this still going on, not assuming that they're all too much and it doesn't affect them, but watch for this. Because look at the movie theaters, again, look at the werewolf, look at the vampire, but look how much people are loving it. So that shows you that they're literally backwards. And when you start taking in what's going on in life and society around you and take it for its real seriousness, out of the illusion, you realize this is not a joke at all. Someone emailed me this morning, I believe what they said, they were weighing me. Weigh yourself. I've already ascended from the plane and come back and ascended from the plane. And I'm here for this moment to assist the human race in their ascension also. That's just what I've been chosen to do. Not something that I signed up for, not something that I wanted to do even. Not saying I don't want to do it, but it's not something that was primarily on mine, like I'm going to go to the people. That didn't start till way later on until I was instructed to do that because I had the information. And that's all it is. You just take it and you apply it to yourself. But when you talk about saving a world, because I hear a lot of people talking about saving the world, and saving and things like this. And so for us to discover the all. Now, here's what we have. You can make efforts to bring more people. It will never be everyone. But to bring more people to the circle of positivity and what you feel with the wholeness of yourself to be something positive that other people will enjoy. I'm sure that a lot of people would rather enjoy feeling all the sensations and pleasures and ecstasies that are associated with the chakra center while being caught up in planes that have no gravity, then being down at the stock market or being down on the hot corner with the car in all out, you know, and tailgating and all that. I'm sure they would rather have that. So, but still, at the same time, all I do is I present a way of life. And I just ask the audience to be the judge on whether or not they want to take into that way of life themselves. And it only has to really do with self as far as where the reparation and where the work needs to be done on. And that's perfect. Because if I say you need to go work on society, I'm giving you a whole task that a person with legs won't even be able to, I can't say they won't be able to, but will have a more difficult time even doing. But the thing is that if I'm sending you on a task back in yourself, you're already equipped because you got yourself. Well, you have to get present so you could take yourself back, and then you go from there. So what I started looking at is that since we launched this, which was about, I would say, a year, well, about 3 years now, because there was one website before this that I just took down in one day, because what I realized is it was losing the point. I had brought a lot of individuals into the higher levels of knowledge beyond Egyptology. And to do that, and I've received a lot of individuals that were coming from other sites like the Liberation Unit and different sites like this, because I was revealing the sacred geometry within the pyramid and the Atlantean-Lemurian connection within the pharaohs. And just the whole process, because the Egyptian process, for anyone that's read Oedipus Egypticus, it's 13 volumes. You get the point after that. And so what happened was is that we bought a lot of individuals that were still arguing amongst themselves and things like this. So it got to, I think, about 300 members, and then it was shut off. At that point, the Code of the Matrix was written, and I did a lot of cleansing within myself also internally. That's where I learned a lot about internal cleansing and studying with the doctor. And at this point, we bought back this site to really work directly with the individuals. But here's what I will address. And what I feel needs to be definitely brought forth. So there's videos, and I think the video bank is at least 100 videos deep now in the video section on the site. There's the forum and the archives are so deep, anytime that I want to go and find something, it takes me a moment, especially because the search feature doesn't work that great. There's the chat room, which, you know, it's a little crazy to me. I see some crazy stuff come across the chat room, but it's entertaining. And there's at least 1,000 esoteric photos. You have to kind of go back to the beginning, though, where people weren't uploading their personal stuff, but there's tons of esoteric photos. And tons of recordings. If you go to my page, there's recordings that just are amazing in the times in which they were put together. And every day, this is what I come to do. Like, I'm originally a computer engineer by trade, and I work also in I used to work in developing and building, and then I started doing entrepreneur as far as starting my own businesses. And I walked completely away from that. And there's these rumors now that I have tons of money. First of all, a person that has tons of money, as they say, it's very difficult for a rich man to pass through the eye of it's more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Realistically, that is correct. Anytime a person says they're going to have money and they're not going to change, I always look at them funny, because I know they're already lying to themselves. If your car changes, your house changes, everything starts to change, you're going to change. And one big part of this was about letting go of the materialistic things. That's one big part of how it started with me, in order to clear certain energy. And I was more than willing to give it up too, because I was definitely knowing it was weight for me. It was holding me down. It was the reason why I wasn't going to other places, because I was always thinking, if I go there, then I have to pay for all of this, or if I won't even be there at the new place. If I go to, if I go to Johannesburg and I decide to take a trip, I'm still going to be thinking about all the stuff I have to pay for in Atlanta and how I'm going to make money in Johannesburg or whatever. So I'm really not even going to see Johannesburg. And so this is the type of complex that was going on in the mind when I was accumulating finances, and I realized where it became the trap. It became the weight. It became mammon. It was, you know, the dark green talisman with the magnetic strip in it. And there is a way to channel that energy, but what happens at one point for certain individuals is it needs to remove itself altogether. So that's what happened to me. I gave everything that I had mostly into, well, most of it was no good anyway. And a lot of stuff that we're keeping around us are, like I talked about in the book, the possession, the negative CDs, the different things like that, that are like, oh, that's my collection, when that stuff can't even really be sold, because it would just bring more negativity to the individual that you sold it to. And so a series of that or purification was taking place. And now what I see is, in 2010, if we expect to save this world, we're going to need, as you see, if my time is dedicated to this and it's also dedicated to me, I sell language software, but I still have to do that, or at least shift my mind into getting some of that done, at least to take care of the small things that are going on here, because I'm at the bare minimum. But if individuals can start helping in any kind of way, it gives that much more fuel for me to continue to crank out the videos in the best quality that is available, so that way it just attracts more people. All we're doing is attracting people to come and activate themselves. People have to think about that. All we're doing here is I'm making all of this stuff. So people say, I'd like that. That's nice. Let me go here and see what's going on. And then what do they get? The moment they get in there, they get how to repair themselves. They don't get, oh, this is us and we're doing this and be a part of our club and blah, blah. This is not what's going on. We're not clicked up here and we're against a certain faction and a party and things like this. This is all about a person activating, and the only faction or a party that we're against is individuals that are attempting to stop the activation, and are directly attempting to come in contact with us, or in any type of way, shape, or form. And so this is definitely what I wanted to talk about. The active and activate is to become active in this. Obviously, I honestly believe that there's some misinterpretations going on here with numbers, as I discover math. In fact, it's 10-10 right now. This 10-10 Omega binary code, along with 11-11, which is trying to be hatched now, are digital codes from an artificial but organically inclined being that is attempting to increase time by adding new numbers. Because originally, it seems like everything was on a cycle of 7. Then it went to a cycle of 9. That 10 was the creating after artificial, and this is why. If it only takes 9 months for a woman to have a baby, that is the gestation cycle of completion. We can just go by that. There it is, the organic clock. So there's no reason to look at really anything else unless it's artificial, so you get 10. Get an omega cycle. And then every number after that, of course, is just duplicates of the same numbers in the beginning, even 10 being a duplicate of 1 and 0, thus introducing the 0. But that, again, has to be handled later. So what all I'm saying here is that I don't know people directly here, but I know their feeling. And I've watched the feeling of the site, and I know some are poised and ready and wondering if this is it. There's no more time to wonder. The work is already here. The archives are there. I don't care. Maybe if you know someone. But we have to get this into the hands, because here's what we want to do. We need to start sponsoring ascension packages for individuals that are very close to activation. That's one thing that we need to do. 2, the site itself has to come out of Ning Networks and moved into the Matrix Underground and given more of a structure as far as allowing people to be able to search, get to certain books, see certain movies longer than 10 minutes, etc. There's also the need for me to actually get out to people, meaning get on the road and actually show people what the activated human is capable of doing, because I'm already activated. And so this is the idea of saving the world. And like I said, the mission itself is twofold. What I see now at this point is that the last call that I can give to the people is this. We need people to start coming together and start really being about the resistance and really about changing things and getting this fired up in the way and all the things that needs to be fired up, or else it just can't be here, because it's an unbalance of energy. Anytime you put something so much into something and it returns nothing, then you have to get ready to look onto something else or try to do it from another angle. Right now, the children have still not even been touched yet, but it's going to take an active movement for us to touch the children. We're going to have to start getting things together, getting videos together, getting packages together, getting those provided to the people, taking those funds and getting it to children and organizations that we start in certain cities. That's the only way to change a world. I do have the layout within my mind, because it is just like a chessboard. But at the same time, to do that, it's going to take everyone to say, okay, this is it. I'm going to go ahead and go into this, because I know that this is it. This is 2010. If it's presenting itself in front of you now, there's nothing else.